From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. The flu is turning out to be an unexpected factor in the race for the White House. As people line up for scarce vaccine, Democratic candidate John Kerry is blaming the Bush administration for failing to make contingency plans. And today, Senator Kerry laid out his own plan for dealing with the shortage. NPR's Julie Rovner has this report.
Over the weekend, the Kerry campaign issued a television ad criticizing the Bush administration for mishandling the flu shot shortage. That followed Friday's announcement by the Food and Drug Administration that all of the vaccine made by the California company Chiron, about half the nation's supply, would have to be destroyed. And today in Florida, Kerry chided the administration for what it is doing.
With senior citizens standing in line for hours, mothers frantic about how to protect their children, this president gave the public his solution. Don't get a flu shot. And just today we learned that a town in New Jersey is being forced to use a lottery system to decide who's going to get a flu shot. So now George Bush is telling us you got to get lucky to get health care in America.
Kerry said if he's elected, things will be different. A Kerry administration will crack down on price gouging when supplies are tight. It would have the government buy up excess doses of vaccine to encourage companies to enter the vaccine market.
And we'll do what they don't do today, which is actually do inventory automatically by law required of all of those supplies so that everybody in the public health system knows what is there.
The Bush administration says it does have a contingency plan. Kevin Keene is a spokesman for the Department of Health and Human Services.
What we have had in place were plans for reprioritizing who should get the vaccine and working on distribution with the manufacturers on how to get the vaccine where it's needed most. And that plan went into effect the very day we learned that we lost the Chiron lots. So they're just wrong. There was a plan. The plan is being implemented and the plan is being followed through on.
Keene also says part of the blame should go to Congress, which failed to provide the funding for flu preparedness the Bush administration sought. But California Democratic Congressman Henry Waxman says the administration should have pushed harder for the money.
This wasn't a clear enough priority for them. Otherwise, they would have gotten the Republican Congress to go along with it. They had a very high priority to give tax breaks to billionaires, and they got that. But they didn't care enough to really push hard for what is a relatively small amount of money to protect millions of people from flu each year, of which thousands die.
Keene said Democrats are making a bad situation worse by politicizing the crisis.
At a time when we need to get calm public health messages out to the public, John Kerry is out there scaring people. Is this the type of leadership that this country needs when we're faced with a problem?
Meanwhile, Keene says people shouldn't panic.
What we really don't want seniors doing is going and standing in line for many hours and putting their health at risk by standing in line for so long.
No matter whose fault this is, the Bush administration clearly has a problem. It hoped last year's Medicare prescription drug bill would win its support from the critical senior electorate. Bush officials don't want the search for a flu shot to be the last thing seniors remember before they go to the polls. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.